dugout and to the field, it's time for high school softball on Kansaland Radio. All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Kansaland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
It's another day, another afternoon, and despite just a little bit breezy, that's about the only negative in terms of the weather here as we bring you Big 7 softball here on KNCA 103.9 FM from Holton. The Wildcats play host to the cause of Perry LeCompton. The lineup cards getting exchanged between the two teams. Justin Fluke alongside Logan Carpenter in studio. I'm Brandon Tamman. Thank you so much for tuning in to this one here this afternoon. Well, let's take a look at both of these teams, and we'll get to the lineups here momentarily, but Holton, four games in, they are 3-1. They are 1-1 in Big 7 league play as they swept Jefferson County North, and also they split with Jeff West, as those are the two series so far for the Wildcats. Perry LeCompton, they have played six games, three doubleheaders. They are 3-3, also a 2-0 start in Big 7 league play. Little bit of an honor here before we get going, and about to dive into the lineups here again. Justin Fluke alongside, and again, pretty good weather considering we had some rain early on in the morning, but that moved by pretty quick, and we got a good one here this afternoon.
Yeah, rain depending on where you're at. I don't know if they got more than a sprinkle here in Holton as the fields are dry, a lot of dust blowing up, but can't complain about the wind and the temperatures here for high school softball. Right behind us, high school baseball going on between the same teams, Holton and Perry LeCompton. Still fairly early in the season, I feel like, but, you know, teams have had a few games now, a chance to kind of get a feel for things, maybe make some changes or move some positions and players around just a little bit as we kind of dive into the heart now of the league schedule, the Big 7 league for these two teams, of course, as the ball clubs try to kind of figure out what's going to work best and the best combinations moving forward here in the spring of 2023.
Well, the Wildcats, the defending Big 7 league champs, they lost a lot of good talent from a team that certainly could have competed for a state championship a year ago, but they were upended in the regional final by Ottawa. They went 19-3, again 3-1 here to start in 2023. Perry LeCompton, again 3-3 to start. They are 2-0 in league play. Let's run through the lineups real quick, and we'll start with the cause of Perry LeCompton, as they will bat here first on the road at Holton, rocking dark blue tops and black pants. It'll be Caden Hoffman, a freshman in right field, batting first for the cause. Taylor Trimble, the sophomore catcher, batting second. Tristan Buttram is a junior playing first base and batting third. Taylor Dammy, an all-league player from a year ago, the junior at shortstop, batting cleanup. Pitching is senior Emily Hetherington. She will bat fifth. Mia Allen, a sophomore at third base, batting sixth. Autumn Flory is a sophomore and the designated player today, batting seventh. Eighth is Kaylee Spreer, a senior and in center field. Ninth in the order is Alexis Stansel, the junior at second base. And then Kendall Gray, the junior left fielder, rounding out the lineup for the cause. Again, Perry LeCompton 3-3. Hoffman in right, Trimble catching, Buttram at first. You got Dammy at short, Hetherington at the pitcher today, and then Allen at third. Flory the DP, Spreer in center. You got Stansel at second, and Gray is in left field. How about the Wildcats lineup for us here today?
Well, we'll set things up defensively for head coach Carlene McManigal, assistant coach John McManigal. In the outfield for Holton, it's Emma Summers in left field. Lorna Smith starts in center, and Caitlin Ingalls is over in right field. At the hot corner, Natalie Wilcott will play third. Brooke Fluellian is the shortstop. J.C. Cook will start at second base for Holton today. Josie Barrow is at first. And the battery is Abby Renfro. She's the pitcher, and Timber Wilson, all-state catcher behind the plate for Holton. Holton, like Perry LeCompton, Brandon, with only two seniors in the starting lineup. So I think both these teams with quite a few first-time varsity starters this season, and therefore still trying to kind of figure things out, as we mentioned here early in the campaign.
Yeah, Holton has two all-league players returning, and alone two seniors in the lineup, Brooke Fluelling and Timber Wilson. As the cause, we'll have one returning all-league player. That's Taylor Dammy at short. We are underway. The first pitch to the leadoff hitter, Caden Hoffman, missing the strike zone for ball one. So Perry LeCompton again coming in with a 3-3 record, but they're 2-0 in league play. They swept Riverside. Here is a slow roller that gets past the shortstop, Fluelling, into center field, and a leadoff single for Perry LeCompton. Good start for the cause.
Sometimes it doesn't matter how hard you hit it, just where you hit it. That ball barely passed the pitcher Renfro and out of reach for the shortstop, Fluelling, as it slowly trickled up into center field.
So Taylor Trimble now, the sophomore catcher, will step in, batting from the right side, wearing number 27 on the black of the dark blue jersey, and she's swinging at the first pitch straight out to center field. Not much movement for Smith out there in center. Easy catch, no advance by the runner at first base, and just like that, one pitch and one out.
Things a lot different for Holton this year because there's a lot more balls being put in play. They lost two phenomenal senior pitchers in Sadie Walker and Gracie Gallagher, both now playing collegially at Washburn, but new pitchers for Holton this year in varsity.
And the first pitch, Meyer Renfro, and there to Tristan Buttram, the junior first baseman, and actually just missing a little bit inside for ball one. So a runner at first, one out, no score, top of the first, just getting going here. This one is slapped out of play over the fence down the right field line and evens up the count at one ball and one strike.
From what I know with these two teams, Brandon, and from what they've done so far this season, I'm going to say today could be a pretty high-scoring doubleheader. I think a team's going to have to get 10 or 12 runs to get a victory here in a game today.
Yeah, both teams have played well offensively. There's an off-speed pitch that is in there for strike number two, and now Buttram needs to protect down one ball and two strikes. There's a big early doubleheader in league play, mentioning coming in the Cause are 2-0 after a sweep against Riverside last time out. Holton back a game at 1-1 as they split with Jefferson West last week, losing that first game by one, but a 17-8 win for the Wildcats over the Tigers in game number two. Of course, the Wildcats, the defending league champions. Here's the 1-2, and just getting a piece is Buttram, fouling that one away, and we'll do it again at one ball and two strikes.
Yeah, Holton has scored more than eight runs or more in every game. Perry's already had three of their six. They've scored at least 9 runs or more, so offenses have been pretty good. Pitching still trying to work out with these two squads.
So Hoffman at first still, the leadoff single with one out. And that next pitch is in the dirt. Throw down to first, not in time, as Hoffman gets back, and it's now an even Stevens count at two balls and two strikes with the All-League returning at shortstop, Dammy, on deck here for the Cause. And Renfro sets and fires the 2-2 off speed in there for a strike three call. Another throw down the first, not in time. Hoffman is back, but after a leadoff single by Hoffman, a flyout, and now a strikeout. And now it's up to the junior shortstop and Taylor Dammy to try to keep this thing going for Perry LeCompton.
Good job there by Renfro. That's twice she had Buttram kind of fooled in taking an off-speed pitch. Worked earlier in the at-bat, went back to the off-speed there to get a big strikeout number three.
So Dammy steps in, the junior shortstop. She was an all-league selection a year ago, and this one is mashed and long gone. Wow. Right center field, oppo knock, and a 2-0 Perry LeCompton lead in the blink of an eye.
Yeah, that was kind of a no-doubter, and it didn't waste any time getting out of here. It was a line drive home run, and you could see it and hear it, almost taste it off the end of the bat. That ball was smoked, and Dammy showcasing her power. As now the strikeout even bigger, the batter before with only one on. It's a two-run homer for the cleanup hitter, Dammy.
Wow, how about that? Perry LeCompton getting two on the board here so far in the first. They still can get something going and continuing here again after they had a leadoff single, a couple of outs, but then Dammy just sending that one over the right center field wall. And now it's the pitcher, the senior Emily Hetherington, who steps in from the right side, trying to keep this inning alive. And she swings at the first pitch, fly ball out to left field, but not much movement by Summers. She'll make the catch, and that ends the inning. But Taylor Dammy, a loud two-run home run in Perry LeCompton, nearly 2-0 advantage. We'll step aside. Bottom of the first inning coming up right after this.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat screen TV that just got stolen.
See your local shelter insurance agents, Tom Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, for a free insurance review.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is committed to providing fast and friendly hometown service, staffed with experienced and personal pharmacists that treat you like a friend and take the time to answer your questions. With additional downtown locations at the Onega Pharmacy and West Farm in Westmoreland, as well as Tallgrass in Topeka, they have your convenience in mind and are proud to be local pharmacists that you can trust and feel good about. And because of their growth, you get more insurance, Medicare, and copay options. Carrying beyond just prescriptions in Onega, Westmoreland, Topeka, and Medical Pharmacy, next to the hospital in Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
High school softball here today on KNZA, Big 7 Styles, Perry Lecompton at Holton. We played half an inning in the cause. An early 2-0 lead, a Taylor Dammy two-run homer in the top of the first, and now the Wildcats will get their first at bat. Brooke Flewelling will lead things off. J.C. Cook, Timber Wilson, and if one of those three are able to get on, Josie Barrow, the junior, in the cleanup spot. But nonetheless, a 2-0 start here for Perry Lecompton. They have an early lead in the Big 7, a 2-0 start in league play. Of course, the Wildcats trying to defend their league title, undefeated a year ago at 14-0. But a 1-1 start here in league play. And the first pitch to Brooke Flewelling in there for a strike as Hetherington throws that one in there.
Yeah, not just last year. Holton kind of dominated and owned the Big 7 league softball for the last 4 or 5 years.
And a slow roller between the catcher and the pitcher and a late throw, not in time. And beating that one out is Brooke Flewelling. And again, as you said in the first, it's not about how hard you hit it, it's about where you hit it. And right there, perfectly centered between the catcher and the pitcher. And Flewelling's speed able to run it out for a leadoff single. That brings up J.C. Cook, the sophomore second baseman. Representing the tying run here early, and she swings at the first pitch, pops it up, left side, shortstop side, and caught by Dammy in an easy double play as I kind of caught myself off guard, and on first base was Flewelling, but just not back in time. And a quick DP, and now two outs and nobody on for Timber Wilson.
I totally missed that. I was right down the out. That was a routine fly ball that never even left the infield, so I didn't see how. Well, it must have been off there quite a ways.
It was a very close play, but emphatic out call by the umpire at first. And just like that, one ball and no strikes here to Wilson, the senior catcher. All-league selection a year ago from the right side. Ground ball and just foul. Left side, one ball and one strike.
Both two seniors both going to play college softball next year. I mentioned Brooke Flewelling will join her sister down at Emporia State. Timber Wilson going to Northwest Missouri State to college softball. Will be over in Missouri side next year. So a couple pretty good seniors at the top third of Holton's lineup.
Yeah, Wildcats again, they have been so good over the last few years. Ground ball left side, and that is Allen at third. A low throw dug out by the first baseman, Buttram. And just like that, after a leadoff single, they face the minimum. We have played one here in Holton. Wildcats trailing the cause 2-0. We're back right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural, operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com. Equal housing lender.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
KNZA.
One inning down, we head to the top of the second inning. The Wildcats of Holton hosting Perry Lecompton this afternoon. High school softball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Justin Fluke alongside, Logan Carpenter in studio. I'm Brandon Tamman. Thank you so much for tuning in. The cause a 2-0 lead thanks to a loud home run in the first inning by Taylor Dammy. A two-run shot, and the cause here to start the top of the second inning, a 2-0 advantage. It'll be the sophomore third baseman, Mia Allen, stepping in from the right side to kick things off as Renfro back inside the circle. Off-speed first pitch in there for strike number one.
Well, Perry's got some pretty good early momentum here, getting a couple runs and then only faced three batters, so see if they can kind of continue to push the offense forward here in the second inning.
Well, Perry LeCompton last year, there's a swing and a miss, and quickly Allen down in the count, no balls and two strikes. A cause team a year ago that finished 10-11. They were 6-8 in league play. They lost in the first round from the regional tournament to Pleasant Ridge out of the Northeast Kansas League. Right now, six games in, they're 3-3, but 2-0 in league play. Here's a ground ball on a two-strike count. Off the glove of the third baseman, Wilcott. And making it easily is Allen. And another leadoff base runner here for the cause. And a tough play moving to her left in Wilcott. And even if she gloves it cleanly, maybe not even sure if she gets the out at first in time. Nonetheless, cause have a runner at first and nobody out.
It was almost like it hopped in and then out of the glove before she could squeeze it and grab it and make the throw. And that's been something Coach Carly McManigal talked about. You know, a lot of high-scoring games early in the year. We actually have a player, I think, that led off base early and is going to be called out over at first there, Brandon.
So that is Allen again, who just reached on an infield hit and led off early. So we've seen an infield fly ball in the first inning that turned into a double play. Now Allen gets called out for leading off too early, so now one out and nobody on. And that is a foul ball just off the tip of the bat of Flory, the sophomore-designated player here. She's down 0-2.
And two sophomores out of the three that start for Perry LeCompton here in the 6-7 hole, plus one freshman, so they have four underclassmen. Almost half their starters are underclassmen for the Lady Cons.
Both teams a little bit young down the lineup. Ground ball to Fluelling, shortstop side, easy play. Rifling it over to first base, and Barrow makes the play for out number two.
So I was starting to talk about Coach McManigal telling us that this team's had to focus a lot more on defense, because if you think about the last few years for Holton, there just haven't been that many balls put in play. I mean, Gracie Gallagher and Sadie Walker were striking, you know, six out of every 10 batters they faced out. Balls weren't even being put in play. So for Holton, man, defensively, it's a whole other world here this season.
Having to get a little bit more pressure on the defense. Here's a short fly ball, and it's and a drop into shallow left field for a base hit. So a two-out knock there for Kaylee Spreer, one of the few seniors on the cause roster, keeps the inning alive with the now fourth hit of the game here for Perry.
And just kind of blooped it in there. I thought maybe it was going to be caught, or at least Summers would have a chance at it, but Wynn not carrying it out much at all, and still just a couple steps in front of her.
Here's the junior second baseman, Alexis Stansil, who hits one out to left field. This one very playable for Summers out in left. She'll make the play here, and that retires the side. So one left, no runs, and a couple of hits for Perry LeCompton. We've played one and a half. Cause two, Wildcats coming up for the bottom of the second. Right after this, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What they say? Get what you pay for. But honey, you don't have to sacrifice quality to get a good deal on tires. Give Matt and Terry down at Wilson Tire a call. With a popular loyalty program, over 200 brands to choose from, and several forms of financing, they're sure to get you back on the road faster than a tumbleweed in a tornado. So when selection and service matter to you, call Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473. Or check them out on that there internet online at WilsonTireKS.com.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
Kansaland Radio.
Bottom of the second here. Wildcats coming up down 2-0 to Perry LeCompton. High school softball continuing here today. And the first pitch to the leadoff man here. That's Josie Barrow, the junior first baseman. Takes one outside for ball one. Barrow, Smith, and Wilcott do up for the Wildcats here. The bottom of the second inning. There's a swing and a miss. Good pitch there by Hetherington. And it is now one ball and one strike. Out in front again. 1-2 now the count. Barrow needs to protect here. Good stuff here from Hetherington as the cause trying to hold on to this early 2-0 advantage. Just a bit outside, about knee high. And a good eye there for Barrow.
Good spot for a 1-2 pitch, right?
Yeah, no kidding. Good eye, though, there by Barrow. Now 2-2's the count. Infield playing in, at least the corners. Playing very in, and now this one's popped up. Foul territory, but playable in an underhand diving catch is made by the catcher in Trimble.
Plus the somersault to boot.
How about that?
Not only caught it on the run, but then kind of tumbled over in a somersault and still managed to secure and hold on to the softball in the mitt. She got a late kind of read on that. Didn't realize she had a chance until late, but made up for it. What a play by TT.
Here is Smith, the junior center fielder. Lorna Smith, rocking number 19. Bats from the right side. One out, nobody on, and a swing and a miss at the first offering there by Hetherington. It's no balls and one strike. We talked about kind of the dominance that Holton's had over the last few years on the softball field and undefeated league champs a year ago, and this one is roped down the left field line, but just foul. Could have been extra bases there for Smith, but has to come back, and it's just a loud strike number two. Wildcats trying to be dethroned here. Again, they have already suffered an early Big 7 loss. They split with Jeff West last week. But again, a big series here for the Cause early, who came in after a sweep against Riverside. A little bit of momentum from last week. Popped up, very playable, and it's caught by the pitcher, Hetherington. Didn't have to move much outside the circle, and Smith is out number two. That'll bring up the junior third baseman, Natalie Wilcott.
So far, Holton hasn't got any good swings on the bat. In fact, they haven't had a ball leave to infield here so far in their first five plate appearances against Hetherington, who's done a good job jumping ahead in the count, staying in control.
The righty Wilcott steps in. Takes one a little bit outside for ball one. And Wilcott's able to get on. Ingles on deck. Trying to go 1-2-3 is Hetherington, and she rifles in a fastball for strike one. One ball and one strike here to Wilcott. But really now just finally getting into the heavy slate of league plays. Now this one's popped up behind us and lands on the gravel behind us. Now one ball and two strikes. Wilcott needing to protect a little bit down in the count.
I thought about trying to Taylor Trimble that ball, but I gave up
a little bit
early.
A little bit farther, but it looked like it was maybe going to sneak in right next to us here, right behind the left side of the batter's box, the right-handed hitters. Again, beautiful day, just a little bit breezy. Another foul ball out of play, this one down the right field line. Wilcott stays alive at 1-2.
Kind of using a little pitcher-by-committee approach so far this season without any true ace, Renfro getting the start, but she's pitched. Natalie Wilcott is batting, has done some pitching, and then a freshman, Bailey Catherines, has been pitching a lot for Holton on varsity already this year.
Here's the two-strike count. This one's hit well to center field and a line drive single. Fielded nicely by Spreer. Now a quick throw back to first, and just back in time is Wilcott, but nonetheless a two-out single keeps the inning alive.
Great job, too. Down in the count, fouled off a couple pitches to stay alive, and then that one she liked and roped it, right?
See if the Wildcats, yeah, keep a two-out rally going as Caitlin Ingles, the right fielder, steps in and fouls this one out of play over the fence. Right field side, it's 0-1. So in the bottom of the first, Holton got their leadoff base runner but was quickly doubled up on a pop-out to shortstop, and two easy outs here to start the bottom of the second, but now a two-out single keeps the inning alive, and now back again fouling out of play. Another one is Ingles, and now she's quickly down 0-2.
Yeah, Hetherington has been ahead of pretty much every hitter, I think. She's throwing strikes, just daring Holton to put the ball in play. Hetherington just out there throwing strikes, jumping ahead, waiting for the defense to help her from behind.
Cause with a 2-0 lead here in the bottom of the first, and this one's hit right to Dammy at shortstop, catching the soft line drive, and no threat there after a two-out single by the Wildcats. So we have played two, and right now the Cause, you're on the road, a 2-0 lead over the Wildcats. We're back after this here on KNZA.
State Farm, this is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
I do something clumsy in Clutzville, I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send two trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Get to a better state. State Farm.
In Holton, contact Gus Suarez at 364-3890 on Highway 75 in Holton.
Attention, healthcare workers. Is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Start the top of the third inning. Perry LeCompton, a 2-0 lead here at Holton. A swing and a miss. Good pitch here to start for Renfroe as the junior left fielder Kendall Gray leading things off here for the cause.
The leadoff hitter,
Caden Hoffman is back in, beg your pardon. Hits one right off the glove, first base side, and nobody's there to cover. A line drive as Hoffman again, the leadoff base runner again, is on for a third straight inning here for the cause.
Yeah, I think that's probably Holton's second error as well. They had one on third baseman earlier last inning, and then this one hit right to Morrow. Again, not much reaction time, but the ball found her glove. It was in the glove and just couldn't get it squeezed and keep it close by to make a play at first in time.
So now it's a sophomore catcher, Taylor Trimble, back up for a second time, shows bunt, pulls back, pitches up for ball one. She flew out to center field her first time up and quickly jumps ahead. We'll see if she keeps showing the bunt here with a runner at first and nobody out. Cause a 2-0 lead here in the top of the third. There's a swing and a miss, just getting a piece and fouling it straight back. Is Trimble, one ball and one strike. So again, the top of the order, Hoffman reaching on an error by the first baseman in Barrow. He stands over there with nobody out. And now a high pitch is put down, a beautiful bunt, and a good play, though, by Wilcott at third and near double play, but sliding back in time is Hoffman to avoid the double up, but nonetheless the sacrifice works, and now a runner in scoring position with one out. So Hoffman at second, one down, cause leading 2-0 here in the top of the third. And it's Tristan Buttram, the junior first baseman. RBI chance here. Try to extend this lead. First pitch low for ball one. And last year, the Wildcats made pretty easy work of the cause, sweeping the two games 10-0 and 14-1. So far right now, a little bit different scenario. Here's an off-speed pitch that is fouled straight back and out of play. Count with Buttram evened here at one ball and one strike.
Buttram, the only player that struck out first time through the batting order against Abby Renfro, was fooled by a couple off-speed pitches. Renfro's first pitch in this at-bat was off-speed but missed, and now it's 1-1.
Here is the 1-1 by Renfro. Ground ball through the hole into center field for a hit. Rounding third is Hoffman, and pulled back quickly as the Wildcats got it in quickly. So good play out in center by Smith to get it in quick. So now runners at the corners with one out. That'll bring up Dammy, who blasted a two-run home run on the first pitch she saw in the top of the first inning. Again, the lone run so far, but another RBI chance here for the junior shortstop.
A great job by Aaron Dammy to probably hold the runner at third with the player coming to the plate, certainly capable of bringing her in. And plus, there's only one out. You know, if there's two outs, maybe you try that, but with only one out in the inning and Dammy coming to the plate, I think they wanted to make sure that runner that third and had a good chance to score.
There was the time there. Now she ropes one to left field. It's going to drop in for a hit right in front of the left fielder Summers. It's an RBI single. Dammy is driven in all three, and the cause now lead it 3-0 here in the top of the first, and still, or in the top of the third, excuse me, but still more damage potentially to be done. Now first and second, still one out.
Well, that leadoff runner, remember, reached on an error, and it proves costly as that runner comes around to score. Perhaps the beginning still in the works here with a couple on and only one out.
Buttram at second, Dammy at first. Emily Hetherington, the senior pitcher, who has pitched really well here early, now steps in, and she swings at the first pitch, pops it up left side. Underhand basket catch by Wilson, the catcher, and a big second out for the Wildcats.
Yeah, they needed that one. Good job by Timber to find it. A few steps up the third baseline, making the basket catch. Still two on, but we'll see if the number six hitter in the lineup can come through for the cause and keep the inning going.
That's Mia Allen, who singled her first time up, and now with runners at first and second and two down, cause have scratched one here in the third. They lead it 3-0. And the first pitch, ground ball right up the middle, and it's into center field for a hit. They will round the runner from second. That is Buttram. She will score, and the throw home is going to get Allen to second base. It's an RBI hit, and the inning continues, and the lead is extended. The cause now with a 4-0 advantage.
It's like so many balls that Perry LeCompton has put in play have just been a great location. I mean, that one wasn't hit really hard. I mean, it wasn't a slow hit ball, but nevertheless, it just seemed to be perfectly placed to where no hold defender had a chance to get there and knock it down and prevent a runner from coming in and the runners from ultimately moving up into scoring position on the throw home.
So Allen now 2-for-2 on the day with a couple of singles, now an RBI. As the Wildcats have their first meeting between the infield inside the circle, cause with a 4-0 advantage here on the road. Trying to stay undefeated early on in league play against the defending league champion Wildcats. And now two across here in the third. The lead has been doubled up, 4-0, but still another chance here. Runners at second and third with two down. And now a ground ball left side. Beautiful snag by Wilcott. And the throw is on target. So a big defensive play by Wilcott at third. But nonetheless, Perry doing a little bit more damage. They double up the lead. It's now 4-0 here. In this ball game, we head to the bottom of the third inning. We'll be back right after this here on KNZA.
At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646. And we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
Holton Family Medicine, now offering weight loss management services with Dr. Lee Schnee, specializing in obesity medicine, now offers weight management and counseling services on nutrition, exercise, behavioral changes, and medication management. Contact Holton Family Medicine to schedule your appointment at 785-364-2126 or visit online for more information at HoltonHospital.com. Holton Family Medicine at Holton Community Hospital. Quality care close to home.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Good inning for the cause in the top of the third. Two runs, three hits, an error, a couple left on base. And a 4-0 lead here for the cause in Holton as the Wildcats now coming to bat here in the bottom of the third. Emma Summers, junior left fielder, will lead things off. And she fouls that one straight back into the fence for strike one. Summers, Renfro, and then Fluelling back to the top of the order here. The three Wildcats do up in this third inning. Just a couple of hits for the Wildcats. Just a couple of singles. Hetherington, the pitcher for the cause, has been pretty dynamic here early on, and now she has an even bigger lead to work. Next pitch missing outside. One ball and one strike. Summers batting from the right side. Slight bend to the knees. Next pitch is upstairs.
Sorry, I was just admiring the butterfly tattoo on the backside of the left bicep. That's what I was.
And that one is roped well into right center field, and that one drops in for a hit. Good defensive play there by Spreer in center to cut it off. It could have been extra bases, but it's a long and hard single to right center, and the leadoff runner, Emma Summers, at first base, and that'll bring up Abby Renfro.
It's only at the bottom of the third. I feel like Holton needs to scratch across to a couple runs here, get a little life back in him, a little confidence, because so far it's been tough sledding against Perry here today.
Summers at first, nobody out here in the Bottom of the third inning, a line drive by Renfro. It's foul down the left field line, so just a loud strike number one. Just three hits for the Wildcats offense so far. Flewelling, Wilcott, and now Summers. The recorded hit so far. 4-0 is the cause lead here in the bottom of the third. Next pitch outside. 1-1. Here to Abby Renfro. Both of these teams are fairly young down the lineups. Again, a lot of juniors and sophomores kind of mixed in. Holton has a couple seniors towards the top of the lineup. Perry's got one senior as well. Next pitch. Ground ball. Played well at third by Allen. And that one is a low throw, and it gets away, and everyone is safe. And the throw back in is cut off by Allen at third base, but that'll be an error as they were trying to go to second for the first downs, and the throw was low and into center field, and now runners at the corners with nobody out.
Yeah, E5 and fielder's choice, and boy, that error is pretty costly because now a couple runners on and nobody out, and Holton does have the confidence. They'll also courtesy run for their pitcher at first base. I believe that was Avery Shoup, a junior that checked in to run there at first, courtesy for
yep.
the pitcher.
Yep, so we got Shoup over there at first. Now courtesy running for the Wildcats, and then you got Summers over there at third base. So you mentioned just a moment ago probably needing the Wildcats to scratch off a run or two, and now they got a perfect opportunity with one of the two seniors, Brooke Flewelling, who singled in the first. Now runners at the corners, and nobody out. She shows bunt, pulls it back, and it's outside for a ball, and taking second base is Shoup, the courtesy runner. Now second and third, and nobody out.
It feels like Perry's been in complete control, but man, one swing of the bat, and this game could be a one-run score.
It's a 4-0 lead right now for the cause here in the bottom of the third, and just off the end of the bat, and a play at first for one. A run will score. It's going to be an RBI ground out for Brooke Flewelling. Everybody advancing one. And now a runner at third with one down, but the Wildcats on the board, now down 4-1. Good defensive play by Allen at third. But nonetheless, an RBI for Flewelling, and the Wildcats are within three. So again, Summers scoring from third. Courtesy runner Shoup over there at third base now. So, again, a runner at third, one out, and J.C. Cook, the sophomore second baseman, popped out to short her first time up. It has an RBI chance here. Takes one a little bit high for ball one. Ultimately, two opportunities to get the runner home from third and cut the lead in half. And a ground ball and on a hop. Now, Dammy comes home with it. And the out is secure. What a hop and defensive play by Dammy, the shortstop. They go for home, and the out is recorded. So a fielder's choice, and Shoup is gunned down at home by Dammy.
That's big. Saves a run. Second out of the inning. Great job by Dammy. Good job by Taylor Trimble to catch it in front of the plate there and had plenty of time to apply the tag. Kind of ran in a bit to a couple outs on the bases besides the two errors that they've committed defensively here in this game and still trail by three.
A 4-1 cause lead. Now a runner at first base. Now two down. Catcher Timber Wilson will try to keep this one moving for the Wildcats here in the bottom of the third. What a defensive play, though, by Dammy. First pitch in there for a strike. Wilson grounded out to third base. Her first time up was the final out of the first inning. Pitch by Hetherington, and this one is roped into left field and brought in quickly. So a two-out single by Wilson, her first hit tonight. Now runners at first and second with two down, and now Barrow will try to keep the line moving. Barrow, the lefty. Runners at first and second and two down. 4-1, Perry LeCompton here in the bottom of the third. First pitch swinging out towards center field, and Spreer moves to her left a couple of steps to make the catch to retire the side. But the Wildcats do get one back. We head to the fourth. cause with a 4-1 lead here in Holton. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tellerman Insurance, where our business is built on a foundation of thoughtful client relationships.
I'm Rob Wilson. I've been with Tellerman's for 16 years. I take care of the claims and work with customers to discuss options for their autos, motorcycles, boats, side-by-sides, along with classic cars and trucks. I want to be your local contact person when you have questions about your policy or claims, not the person that places you on hold till you get frustrated and hang up.
We've been here, trust us, based on our 121 years of combined insurance experience. Give us a call or visit us at kellermaninsurance.com and see what we can do for you today.
Since 1982, Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton has been taking the dents out of accidents. Located just east of the downtown Holton Square, Ron Kirk's has the experience to make your vehicle look new again and the staff to get you back on the road quickly. Besides collision and accident repair for all makes and models, Ron Kirk's also does frame adjustments, professional glass tinting, plus windshield chip and replacements. Offering free estimates, and they offer local pickup and delivery. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, taking the dents out of accidents.
KNZA.
Moving pretty quickly here from Holton, the Wildcats and Cause of Perry LeCompton. Big 7 softball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Brandon Justin alongside, and Logan Carpenter, our studio engineer. Perry with two runs in the first, two runs in the third. Wildcats scratching across one in the bottom of the third. So it's a 4-1 Perry LeCompton lead. As Perry set to bring up the bottom of the order here in the fourth inning, it'll be Kaylee Spreer, the senior center fielder, right-handed hitter to lead things off. Reached on an error her first time up in the second. And here we go as Renfro back in the circle for the Wildcats, sporting the home white uniforms. First pitch swinging, a foul ball, and strike number one.
This is the freshman Bailey Catherine that's now taken over on the mound.
Okay.
Just a simple switch there, but Bailey Catherine's the freshman and just replacing Abigail Renfro here to start this fourth inning.
Catherine's the new pitcher here for the Wildcats. And next pitch swinging, foul ball out of play. Spreer quickly down in the count, 0-2. And you mentioned it a little bit ago that the Wildcats have kind of relied on using more in terms of inside the circle and using a few more bodies more so than they had in years past, considering the players that they did have over the last couple of years.
Yeah, without a dominant, it's like they got three decent pitchers, but and they all do something a little bit different. So it's like each of them pitch a few innings. They try to keep the opponent a little bit uncomfortable, you know, and not let them get through the order multiple times against the same pitcher with different options that they have.
So Catherine's, the 0-2 was high. Now one ball and two strikes here to Spreer. Top of the fourth inning, cause of the 4-1 lead. Two strikes swinging. Ground ball left side. Flewelling rifles a low throw. Dug out by Barrow at first. And it's the first out for the Wildcats here. That brings up Alexis Stansel, the junior second baseman.
A pretty good job, too, by Barrow at first base because the throw was low and she kind of had to stretch out for it and field it cleanly a few steps in front of her and keep that back foot on the bag. Nice play by Barrow at first to get the first out.
Stansel flew out to left field her first time up, steps in for a second time. Catherine's pitch is a little bit high for ball one. One run on four hits so far, three left for Holton. Right now four runs and six hits for the cause. Ground ball right side, stabbed by Cook, the second baseman. Nice play to her left to record out number two, and just like that, Catherine's an out away from going three up and three down.
Which we've not had yet in this game for either team. Holton only batted three, but actually had a single in the bottom of the first. But yeah, we've yet to have a three up, three down clean inning for either squad.
So back to the top of the order here for the cause. Caden Hoffman, the freshman right fielder, has reached base twice, has scored twice, and swinging at the first pitch and just looping one over the third baseman, Wilcott. It drops in for a hit. So the freshman, three at-bats, now a couple of singles, and also reached on an error. So Hoffman keeps the inning alive, and that'll bring up a sophomore catcher, Taylor Trimble. Perfectly placed over the outstretched arm of Wilcott at third. Now Trimble, who sacrificed a runner over by a bunt her last time up, steps in, also flew out to center. And the first pitch, Mike Catherine's missing. One ball and no strikes. So a runner at first, two down, 4-1. The Perry LeCompton lead. Next pitch, about mask high, and a throw to first, not in time. So now two balls and no strikes here to the sophomore catcher, Trimble.
So Hoffman there at first, she's the ninth different base runner that Perry LeCompton has had here in the top of the fourth inning. So nine base runners. They've got seven total hits now and a couple other runners that have reached on an error.
Next pitch by Catherine's fouled straight back into the fence. And swinging on 2-0. It's now 2-1. All right, when we went two up, two down quickly, you had made that bad. A three up, three down frame, but
still holds true.
Still holds true. Next pitch is a little bit upstairs. A little cat and mouse game being played by the catcher in Wilson and then the base runner in Hoffman at first. But now a hitter's count at 3-1 here for Trimble. Pitch by Catherine's upstairs for ball four. The inning continues. Now Buttram will step in, who's got a single and a run scored, but now two on and two outs for the number three hitter in the cause lineup.
Something we hadn't had yet today is a runner reach via the walk. And now if you're Holton, you definitely want to find a way to try to retire Buttram and not let this inning extend further with Dammy moving into the on-deck circle. She's accounted for three RBIs of the four Perry runs already,
including a monster two-run home run in the first inning, which got the scoring going. Catherine's now having to work, and this one is hit well right center field, and it finds the gap. Gets up near the fence. One run scores, and they will round the second runner. Here's a play at the plate. It's not in time, and it's a two RBI single by Buttram. She comes through, and the cause lead is now 6-1.
Clutch hit there to the gap, and it brings head coach Carlene McManigal out of the dugout pretty quickly. So the freshman Catherine's got two quick outs on just a few pitches, and then a single, a walk, and a two-run single. And that makes this lead seem pretty challengeable here at 6-1, and Holton's not out of the inning yet.
With the best hitter coming up in the lineup in Dammy, who again is accounted for half the runs driven in. She has three RBIs, a couple of hits, including a home run on a single in her last at bat. It's our second meeting on the mound for the Wildcats, this time involving the coaching staff and the umpire getting set to break that apart. And as you mentioned, two up, two down pretty quickly for the cause, but then a single, a walk, and a single. And driven in two, and the cause lead now 6-1 here in the top of the fourth. They have scored now in three of their four innings. The only non-scoring inning was the second, but now two in the first, two in the third, and here two in the fourth, with still the Wildcats still needing to get one more out, and Dammy steps in, who's had a good day so far. Catherine's first pitch, and this one is mashed.
Well,
does it
stay
fair? It does. Holy moly. Swinging, driving in two, the second home run of the game for Dammy, the second no-doubter of the game. It is 8-1 cause.
The only thing in doubt there was if it was going to stay fair, because
that's
it
right.
Had plenty of distance. This one much higher off the bat of Taylor Dammy, but kept it inside fair territory down there in the corner. And exactly what Holt didn't want to have to do was face her again with runners on the bases. And now the game's really blown wide open at 8-1.
Dammy now 3-for-3, five RBIs and a couple of home runs.
Decent day.
Yeah, I would say so. As the inning continues, Catherine's first pitch a little bit inside to Emily Hetherington for ball number one, who is 0-for-2 so far with a pop out and a line out. Yeah, it was two up and two down, and then a single, a walk, a single, and a home run. The cause have extended this lead out with four runs here in the fourth.
And the top four batters in the Perry lineup, Brandon, have accounted for all eight of the Perry LeCompton runs and seven of the eight RBIs, all from the top four in the lineup.
Been a good day for the upper half of this cause lineup. Right now, Hetherington ahead in the count. She takes one upstairs, two balls and one strike. Wildcats just trying to get one more out to get out of this inning.
with that for the fifth straight batter.
That is true, and it'll be a sixth straight batter now. That one is driven up the middle, a sharp single on the ground. First hit of the day for Hetherington. The inning continues as Allen will be due up next, who has also had a good day, 2-for-2 with a couple of singles. So five straight have reached.
Kind of seeing the offenses continues. Get a little more comfortable. I know I mentioned in the pregame that I felt like a team would have to score 10 or 12 runs maybe to get a win here today, that one of those two teams, if not both, would be able to score double-digit runs. And sure looks like Perry's on their way to that now here just in the fourth inning.
So a runner at first, two down still. It's Allen who steps in, takes one high for ball one. 2-for-2 on the day with a couple of singles. She has driven in one. Takes one just below the knees there. Two balls and no strikes. The second pitcher for the Wildcats, Renfro started. Catherine's came in. Got the first two, but it has been a struggle bus since. And now that one is low in the dirt. A throw to second, not in time, as Hetherington takes second base, and the count is now 3-0. A little bit breezy here today, but nonetheless, temp-wise, it is a gorgeous afternoon for some high school softball, and the cause loving what they're doing here. But this one on a 3-0 pitch, Allen pops it up, and it's dropped. There was miscommunication between the pitcher, Catherine's, and the middle infield, and what should have been out number three turns into an error, and another batter coming up here as Flory steps in, and the cause has batted around despite the first two being out.
I feel like that's a ball that Cook maybe was going to or should have or maybe even did call for. That's a routine ball. You expect your infield to kind of help out the pitcher, come in and make that play. I don't know if Bailey Catherine's really ever called for it or not, but at the last minute kind of realized she was the only one there in position to make a play at that point and couldn't secure it over the back shoulder.
Well, the inning continues. Autumn Flory, the sophomore DP, steps in, who is 0-for-2, couple of ground outs, but she has an RBI chance here with two on, and this one is hit well towards center field, but right in front of the fence, and it's dropped by Smith. It's going to be another error, and another run scores, but now a throw to second, not in time, and things unraveling here for the Wildcats as the Caws now lead it 9-1. Now runners are going to be at second and third with still two outs.
Surprised they didn't get two runs there as with two outs. I don't know if the runners are really going all the way like they should have been. And another little meeting at the mound. This time the coach doesn't come out, but the entire infield, led by the seniors Timber Wilson and Brooke Llewellyn, will try to settle things down a little bit. It looks like Timber Wilson doing the talking out there in the huddle. But two more errors this inning. That is four errors on
Holton
defensively, plus a couple base running errors. So a couple fairly routine plays. I mean, that one was hit hard, but Smith didn't have to move too far. And
popped right out of the glove.
Like so many times today, it seems like the ball's been in the glove, but then back out.
So this will be Spreer who steps in for a second time. She grounded out to short to start the inning. But we'll get a second at bat here in the fourth, as it's now 9-1, Perry LeCompton. The fourth inning continues. Catherine's just needing one out, but it has been tough to come by. And right inside the third base line, it is a base hit. Two more will score. And sliding into second base as Spreer comes through with two RBIs on a double. 11-1, the lead is 10 for Perry LeCompton.
You never want to make two outs in the same inning, and Spreer was ready this time as she grounds one hard that stayed barely fair inside the third base line. So 10 batters have come to the plate, and now Coach McManigal is out of the dugout a second time this inning. That means a pitching change will have to be made, and all of a sudden now you're talking possible run rule potential. As
they're bringing Renfro. Looks like Renfro coming back in.
Yep.
So Catherine's again a little bit of a struggle, but a pitching change for the Wildcats. Cause in control here now in the top of the fourth with an 11-1 lead. We'll step aside, a quick timeout. We're back right after this.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart. DSB is now paying 3.94% on new CDs and IRAs open for 1 or 2 years. That's a 4.0% annual percentage yield with a $500 minimum opening. Brand new depositors are welcome at any DSB location.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's tough to find a mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Onler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
To the quick pitching chains, a ground ball out, and the inning is finally done. The Wildcats defensively, a couple of errors leading to a couple of runs, but the cause blowing this one open after the first two outs were quickly recorded. 7-11-1, the cause leading here against Holton as we head to the bottom of the fourth. So we'll take another timeout. We'll come back after this here on KNZA.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
KNZA.
Monster fourth inning for the cause bat. 7 runs and 5 hits. 11-1, they lead it here at Holton. As we start the bottom of the fourth inning is now Hetherington. A fastball upstairs to Lorna Smith, the junior center fielder. But, Justin, nonetheless, Wildcats have a lot of work to do.
Yeah, and Hetherington, you know, has pitched with the lead this entire game. Perry scored 2 at the top of the first.
Now this one is hit well. Left field. And looking up, and that one is gone. Well, that's a good start. A leadoff home run by the junior center fielder, Lorna Smith. The third home run of the day, the first by a Wildcat. Now 11-2.
Well, you got to love that if you're Holton fans. And as a coach, it was a pretty long talk before that team went into the dugout after that last disastrous half inning. And good to see some life and a team that's not just going to roll over or play dead. They're out and trying to fight and claw their way back into this game. They do it there with one swing of the bat.
11-2 now, the cause by 9 here in the bottom of inning number 4. First pitch swinging, Natalie Wilcott fouls one off left side. It's no balls and one strike. She singled on a 2-strike pitch her first time up, but was stranded there in the second.
As I mentioned, Hetherington had that 2-0 lead before she even took the mound today, and then it was 3-1 going into the bottom of the third, and then 4-1, so she's pitching with the lead, but now way more comfortable.
Now a sharp single to left field. A long turn at first by Wilcott, and Wildcats, a little bit of momentum, no doubt about it. 2 up and 2 on here in the fourth. Again, a lot of work to be done still, but a single there by Wilcott, her second hit of the game.
Yeah, first multi-hit Wildcat player. They have 6 hits total. Bottom half of the order can keep the line moving.
Caitlin Ingalls, the right fielder, lined out to short her first time up. And first pitch swinging and missing for strike one. So 0-1 the count. Wildcats were scoreless in the first 2 innings, got 1 in the third. Now 1 here in the fourth on the home run by Smith. Count evens up here at 1-1. Runner at first, nobody out. Next pitch. pitch is low under the shin guards of the catcher in Trimble. And that low pitch allowing Wilcott to get up to second base without a throw. The runner at second, nobody out. And it's a 2-1 count here on Ingles. Next pitch upstairs, right below the face mask. And it's now 3-1. So a hitter's count, no doubt, for Ingles with Emma Summers due up next. Wildcats, good start here to the fourth, but down 9 at 11-2. Here's the 3-1 by Hetherington, and a little bit upstairs for ball 4.
First walk that Hetherington has surrendered here today, so first three runners have all reached safely for Holton in this bottom of the fourth inning.
A home run, a single, now a walk. 2 on, nobody out. Emma Summers now steps in. That's from the right side, playing in left field. First pitch swinging, popped up center field, playable for Smith, and she comes in to make the catch for the first out. Big first out recorded there for the cause.
Yeah, it wasn't an easy play. Kaylee Spear had to run a little ways, and the last minute kind of exerted that speed a little bit more to get there and make the play for out number one.
There is Abby Renfro. Started inside the circle, was relieved, and then came back in to get the final out of that lengthy cause fourth inning. And a check swing not going was Renfro, who reached on an error her first time up, and now checking to make sure that Renfro did not go around on the check swing. She did not, and it's 1-0. So you got Wilcott at second, Ingles at first, one out, one across here in the fourth, 11-2, the cause lead it. Good pitch there by Hetherington. That one in there for strike one. It evens the count. A little bit breezy. Not much shadow on the diamond. Slow roller. Second base side. This is an underhand shovel in time. Good play by Stancil at second base. Runners advance, but now two down with runners moving up to second and third. And to the top of the order we go.
Yep, could have been worse for Renfro. Good job at least keeping that ball on the right side, allowing the runners to advance. And now it's up to Flewellian with 2 outs to try to drive him in.
She had an RBI ground out her last time up. She singled as well in the first. And first pitch, watching that one at the knees for strike one. Orna Smith led things off this inning with a solo home run, a single and a walk, followed by a fly out and a ground out. Cost trying to end the threat here in the bottom of the fourth. Next pitch just a bit upstairs. 1-1 here to Flewelling. One of the two Wildcat seniors in the lineup here in game one. Returning all-league player from a year ago. Next pitch by Hetherington. This one is hit well, but it's going to fade left side and foul over near the baseball diamond. But now Flewelling needs to protect a little bit down 1-2.
Rick holds a couple Holton High School records in powerlifting. She was resetting her records earlier this season in the powerlifting competition.
We had quite a few state champs in the powerlifting ranks a couple of weeks ago, and this one is hit well. Center field, but playable. Kind of dancing around, but making the catch nonetheless with Spreer, working against the sun with the shades on and able to gather that for the third out. So it's a inning completed, but a run is across for the Wildcats. A solo home run by Lorna Smith makes it an 11-2 Perry LeCompton lead. We head to the fifth inning, and we're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Lasting Impressions is your local, reliable source of decorated apparel, hats, bags, cups, and banners. For more information, visit us on Facebook or stop in and see us just off Highway 75 at 408 Dakota.
Taryn Ray, Consumer Loan Officer at the Farmers State Bank.
We offer competitive interest rates and terms on new and older vehicles. If you have a car that you found that you're interested in and you give me that information, then I can give you a look at your payment amount and if that fits in your budget. So you can go to a dealership and buy a car with confidence.
Hometown banking with your neighbor and friends. That's what I like about Farmers.
State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Top of the order here for Perry LeCompton as we start the fifth inning here from Holton. Brandon, Justin, Logan all with you. Cause with an 11-2 lead. Wildcats were able to get one as Renfro back inside the circle. First pitch to Caden Hoffman, missing low for ball one. Cause exploded for seven runs in the fourth. Pitch fouled off left side. Hoffman now 1-1, but it was quite the inning for Perry LeCompton as the first two came up in the fourth. A couple of ground outs, but then all with two outs, seven runs would score to extend this lead. The Wildcats got one back on a home run last half inning. There's a swing and a miss. Now 1-2 for Hoffman, who's had a good day. She has reached all three times, two singles and an error, and she has scored all three times. But now down in the count, 1-2. Adding from the right side, here is Renfro's pitch in the dirt, but swung on and missed. Quick throw to first, and just like that, a strikeout for Renfro. And just the second time here today that a Caw has been the victim of a strikeout. But nonetheless, the first out here in the fifth.
Yeah, that was pretty unlike all the previous three at-bats for Caden Hoffman. She really didn't get a good swing at all. And if you're Perry, you certainly don't want to be relaxing at this point, still with three innings to go.
Number two hitter, Taylor Trimble, steps in, takes one high for ball one. Blew out to center her first time up. Had a sack bunt in the third. Reached on a walk and scored in that seven-run fourth. She'll pop this one up left side. Easy play for Wilcott at third. And just like that, two up and two down, although we said that last inning. And the cause went on that run. But nonetheless, Renfro doing a good job coming back inside the circle.
Yeah, two up and two down last inning led to 11 batters coming to the plate, totaling seven runs on five hits in that top of the fourth.
Now, Buttram had a big hit, a two RBI single in that inning. He is two for three today with a couple of singles. And rips a single in between short and third, and it's a two-out hit. And the last thing you wanted to do again, just kind of like the fourth inning, is let Dammy come to the plate, who has hit two home runs today. Both moonshots, one to right center in the first. The fourth inning home run was a monster shot. It just stayed fair down the left field line, and she'll step in with one on and two outs.
Not giving her anything too good at all. That's a pretty good pitch to her there, low out of the zone. I don't think I'd take any chances here on giving up a two-run homer, which would be the third. Dammy already has a pair of two-run homers here today.
Very confident right-handed hitter. And she ropes another one, but this one's going to stay just in front of the fence in right center. And quickly thrown in is Smith. The runner holds at third. It is a two-out double. Four for four on the day, and the inning continues as it's up now to the pitcher, Emily Hetherington, with two on and two outs. This is a big at-bat here in terms of looking at the potential run rule win. Wildcats need to keep these two, or at least one, from scoring to keep it under 10. And the first pitch swinging by Hetherington, ground ball foul for strike one. Buttram moves to third on that double. And the fourth hit for Dammy. Four for four, a couple of home runs, and now a triple away from the cycle. She has driven in five of the 11 Perry runs. Here is the 0-1. Off speed. Good snag by the catcher there. And Wilson. And it's now one ball and one strike. Right now, Buttram at third. Dammy at second. Two outs. 1-1 count here to Hetherington. 11-2. The Caws lead it in the top of the fifth. Next pitch is high. Now 2-1.
A little bit different today. A lot of times in high school softball, you have the varsity and JV games going on simultaneously on different fields, but the same town, of course. Tomorrow, these teams will play their JV game for softball tomorrow.
Popped up in the infield. Flewelling, shortstop side, makes the catch, and a huge third out keeps the runners away from home, and the Caws are left with a couple stranded. Nonetheless, a big third out there. Hetherington pops out, and we head to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's the Caws 11, The Wildcats, too, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here's Cody with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Well, we were in the exhaust business for so many years, and now it's a complete automotive service shop. Installed three new heavy lifts for 1 tons, 3/4 tons. That's bale beds and even clear up to the 5500 series pickups we can service and specialize in diesel repair also. I mean, we want to treat your car like our own, and if we see an issue, we want to tell you about it. We're not going to lie to you. Be treated just like family.
Ice Automotive just south of Holton on Highway 75.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
KNZA.
Brandon, Justin, Logan all with you. Big 7 softball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network here this afternoon from Holton, the Wildcats, and the cause of Perry LeCompton. Perry right now an 11-2 advantage. They scored 7 in the 4th. Right now bottom of the 5th inning, first pitch swinging. The Wildcats trying to cause a rally, and that's going to be a leadoff runner on J.C. Cook. Kind of a slow roller left side. And Cook, the leadoff runner on for Timber Wilson as the Wildcats again are running out of time and have some work they need to do to get back into this one.
Yeah, I think it's an error on Dammy, but I think she thought for a minute that Allen was going to step in front of her and try to make that play. And when she didn't, Dammy kind of fumbled it in and out of her glove and didn't even have a chance to make the throw. Only a couple errors, though, on Perry LeCompton today. They've been pretty good defensively so far.
Timber Wilson, who is 1-for-2 with a single, right now is ahead of the count, 0-1, and she ropes this one, but it's foul. Left side, we have seen a lot of line drive shots, foul down the left field line, and this is just a loud strike number one. Ball strike to Wilson, singled her last at bat. She has a runner at first, and nobody out here in the bottom of the fifth. Wildcats trailing 11-2. And a time called. Wilson steps out with Barrow on deck. Etherington fires. Popped up. Stays inside the grass. And Dammy, the shortstop, makes the play for out number one.
She got underneath it a bit. Timber was upset as left her bat. Knew she had got underneath it. That's out number one.
There's Josie Barrow. Bats from the left side. 0-for-2 on the afternoon here in Game 1. One out with a runner at first. Bottom of the fifth, 11. Pitch is swung on and missed. Strike number one. Just taking a look ahead later on this week for both of these teams. Perry, they will be back at home against Jeff West on Thursday as this one is hit to right field. Bowles, who moves a little bit to her right to make the catch, and after an error, got the leadoff runner on for the Wildcats, back-to-back outs, and now the cause, again, Hetherington inside the circle doing a good job as trying to get out of this inning with no harm done.
Yeah, Hetherington has no strikeouts. So, again, we said this early on in this game, just throwing strikes, jumping ahead of hitters, letting them put the ball in play, and her defense has been pretty good behind her.
Well, it's up to Lorna, who led off last inning with a solo home run. The left field just got over the fence. Steps in here now down in the count 0-1 with a runner at first and two outs. Mentioned again Perry on Thursday. They'll be at home against Jeff West. Holton will be on the road at Royal Valley. Big 7 league play continues now. Next pitch is swung on and missed, and now Smith really needs to protect down 0-2. Two runs on 6 hits. And this afternoon, that next one is outside. A quick throw to first, not in time. And Smith gets one back. It's now 1-2.
Wind, as you mentioned, not a huge factor. Maybe 5 to 10 miles an hour, but it's pushing everything towards the left field corner.
Good eye there by Smith. From 0-2 now to 2-2. That one a little bit high. as Cook led off the inning here, reaching via an error, but then a couple of pop-outs. Trying to end any kind of threat. Slow roller here, one hop through the glove of Dammy, and a second error on Dammy is going to keep the inning alive as this one again popping out of her glove on the exchange to the hand.
That seemed a little bit nonchalant there, and Dammy acting real surprised that didn't kind of pop out of her glove like she wanted into her hand and fell on the ground in front instead. Only one error in the first four innings, but now a couple on the Cons here in the bottom of the fifth.
So runners now at first and second, two down. It's Natalie Wilcott, who's got two. First pitch fouled out of play for strike one.
And Natalie, the only Holton player with a multi-hit game, looking to continue her two-for-two day. The Elf that might be doing some pitching here before the day is done. Of course, this is game one. About 30 minutes after this one's over.
Wilcott, left side, and it's through into left field for a hit. They will send home the runner from second base, and Wilcott comes through with an RBI single. Her third hit of the day, she drives in. Lead now 11-3.
One of the two errors comes around to score an unearned run charge to Hetherington.
Smith goes up to second base. Wilcott in driving in that run. And this one is hit, and a stretched out catch by the shortstop, Dammy, making up for a couple of errors, but a nice defensive effort. But nonetheless, the Wildcats get one. Still plenty of work to be done, but nonetheless, we head to the sixth inning. It's the Cause 11, the Wildcats 3. We're back after a timeout here on KNZA.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is committed to providing fast and friendly hometown service, staffed with experienced and personal pharmacists that treat you like a friend and take the time to answer your questions. With additional downtown locations at the Onega Pharmacy and West Farm in Westmoreland, as well as Tallgrass in Topeka, they have your convenience in mind and are proud to be local pharmacists that you can trust and feel good about. And because of their growth, you get more insurance, Medicare, and copay options, carrying beyond just prescriptions at Onega, Westmoreland, Topeka, and Medical Pharmacy, next to the hospital in Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Cause trying to hold on here in game one. They got a good-sized lead, 11-3, as we start the sixth inning of play. Brandon, Justin, Logan all with you here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Allen, Flory, and Spreer, 6-7-8 in the lineup for Perry. Going up against Renfro. Wildcats got one in the last half inning. That's pretty much been all Cause from the beginning. And first pitch swing and a sharp single right into center field. Third hit of the day. And the sophomore, Mia Allen, that's her third single. And the leadoff runner on once again here for the Cause.
That's five different girls in the lineup that have multiple hits today. So over half their lineup has had multiple hits. Been on
lead now 14 hits total for the Cause here so far. Go along with those 11 runs. Now there's another hit to left field. Two pitches, two singles. Now the Cause threatening here early in the top of the sixth with that eight-run advantage. Allen quickly stops at second. Flory gets her first hit of the day. That brings up Spreer.
15 hits, total of 20 base runners for Perry LeCompton today. That's just a lot of pressure on your pitchers and defense when you got, you know, we're here in the sixth inning, but 20 runners that have been on base. So when you have an average of, you know, over three runners per inning, that's just a lot of pressure.
So it looks like we're going to have a courtesy runner over there at first base for Flory. And that is going to be Kendall Gray. So Gray, courtesy runner now at first base for the Cause. First and second, nobody out here in the sixth. Cause leading here at Holton, 11-3. Renfro's first pitch, just a little bit off target. and it's 1-0.
Kendall Gray getting a chance to run. She's in that flex position, been playing left field all day, but she comes in here to run for the designated player. So Gray's first chance on the base paths today.
This one is hit well by Spreer towards left center field, and making a running basket catch to her left is Summers. Both runners will tag, but that is an impressive catch out there in left field.
Yeah, really nice catch. Because that would have brought in maybe a couple runs if she doesn't come up with that one. They were still able to tag and advance into scoring position with just one out in the inning. But nice play by Summers in left.
But both runners advance. Now second and third, just one out. So Alexis Stansel, junior second baseman, 0-for-3, but an RBI chance here in the sixth. And she's first pitch swinging and past the diving third baseman and shortstop, and a run is in. And getting on to second on the throw in is Stansel, but nonetheless an RBI, and it's now 12-3, Perry LeCompton.
I mentioned five girls have multi-hit games, and now as I look at this Perry LeCompton lineup, every single player has at least one hit today. They've all been on and had a hit in this game.
Now a pitch that gets away and just safe, throwing down to third was Wilson. Wilcott nearly tagging for an out, but getting back was the courtesy runner, Gray. But another run is across here for Perry in the sixth. They lead it 12-3, two on and one out.
Perry's now scored in four of the six innings so far here today. Had base runners in every single inning.
This is Hoffman again, the leadoff hitter, who is batting for a fifth time. A single, reaching on an error, a single, and a strikeout. A 2-for-4 afternoon so far. He has scored three times. Hoffman puts it in play. The play is at first, and out is recorded, but a run is in. A productive ground out for the freshman Hoffman. Drives in her first run to go along with her three runs scored.
A little bit surprised that Floyd didn't come home with that, because now you got a 10-run rule possibly in effect. Holton's got pressure to score in the bottom half of this inning now by double-digit runs. So maybe they'd try to keep it at least nine and know they had multiple at-bats remaining, but now for sure Holton's got to get at least a run, or they will have just one more at-bat left.
Oh, yeah, it's a big at-bat here now for Trimble, who steps in with a runner at third and two down, and she's going to pop this one up right side. Cook, the second baseman, just in front of the grass line, makes the catch, but the Wildcats need at least one in the bottom of the sixth to keep this one alive. Cause 13, Wildcats 3. We're back after a timeout here on KNZA.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural, operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com. Equal housing lender.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
KNZA.
Oh, Wildcats potentially down to their final at-bat here in the bottom of the sixth. Cause leading it 13-3. They added a couple more runs in their half of this inning. It's going to be the bottom of the order. And then Flewelling, it'll be Summers, Renfro, Flewelling for the Wildcats, again needing at least one to force a seventh inning here this afternoon in this game one of two. And the first pitch, Hetherington has gone the distance just a bit inside for ball one to, in the left fielder, Summers, who is 1-for-2 with a single. That one is in there watching all the way, one ball and one strike.
Yeah, Hetherington's allowed eight Holton hits, but seven of those have been singles. Only one extra base hit, and that was the Smith home run.
Next pitch, a little bit outside, two balls and one strike here to Summers. Wildcats need one to keep this one at least for one more inning. A 13-3 cause advantage. Cause trying to move to 3-0 here early on this season in Big 7 league play.
Be a big road win.
Of course, with a second one to follow about 30 minutes after this one concludes. And it's a five-pitch walk, and Summers will lead things off as she trots down to first base, and that brings up Abby Renfro.
Just two walks issued by Hetherington now.
Well, we were talking about during the timeouts on the other side, Prairie Compton, 16 hits for them, and they have had 22 base runners. And a 13-3 lead. First pitch swinging Renfro. Fouls it straight back. It's 0-1. Holton scored one in the third, one in the fourth, one in the fifth. Of course, the big inning for the cause, they scored seven in the fourth. Slow roller, right side. Underhand to first in time. The runner advancing to second in Summers, but a ground out by Renfro. Runner in scoring position, but now one out.
As Tanzel had to wait there for the base runner to get kind of past her and in front of her there to field that, but did a good job staying focused. Knew she had time to make the underhand flip to first in time for out number one.
All right, so it's now back to the top of the order. Senior Brooke Flewelling, a shortstop who has a single, a ground out, and a fly out here. Batting for a fourth time. Takes one right down Broadway for strike one. And the Wildcats, they need to get that runner home from second base to extend this to a seventh and final inning. Etherington's pitch is hit well. Center field, and that one is gone, and we'll play a seventh. A two-run home run for the shortstop, Brooke Flewelling. And just like that, still a lot of work to be done, but nonetheless, two big runs at 13-5.
Got one right down the middle and took it out over the middle center field fence. Certainly has had home run power showcased as a multi-year starter, an All-Big 7 performer, and providing a little life back for the Wildcats, who are down but not out yet, trailing here now by 9.
Well, it should be 13-5.
Yeah, it should be 8, right?
Should be 8. Yep. There's a two-run shot. First pitch to J.C. Cook is low for ball one. So it survives the Wildcats to one more inning, avoiding the 10-run rule after 5. That is our fourth home run we have seen today. Two by Dammy for the cause. Smith and now Flewelling for Holton. Slow roller right side, second base. Shovels to first in time for the second out. So nobody on now. Two outs. Cook grounds out. Timber Wilson steps in. Wilson 1-for-3. Ground out, a pop out, and a single today. That's from the right side. It's a 13-5 cause lead here in the bottom of the sixth. First pitch low by Hetherington for ball one. First multi-run inning of the Wildcats here today, scoring one each in the third, fourth, and fifth innings. Here's another shot down the left field line, but out of play. And it's one ball and one strike to the senior catcher. And the cause have been impressive today. Hetherington, outside of a couple of missed pitches that led to some home runs, has been very good for the cause inside the circle. Next pitch upstairs, 2-1 now to Wilson.
Yeah, Holton with 9 hits, but they just haven't strung enough together. They really haven't had that big inning yet today at all. All their hits have been pretty strung out.
Well, the Wildcats have also left 7 base runners on. Certainly hasn't helped the cause. But now a 3-1 advantage, the count here for Wilson. And the Wildcats string a little bit of a rally together to get something going. This one is hit well and over the glove in left field of Gray, and trotting into second base with a double, needs to stay on the bag, is Wilson, but keeps the inning alive with a line drive shot to left field, a double for Wilson, and now Barrow steps in.
Yeah, she smoked it. Multi-hit game for Timber Wilson and Brooke Flewelling and Natalie Wilcott for Holton now.
Well, the hits are kind of starting to pile up now for both teams as now Barrow steps in and takes one high for ball one. Seems like Barrow's due. She's 0 for 3. But a runner at second, two down, a 13-5 Prairie Le Compton lead in the bottom of the sixth. That one a little bit low, but it's called a strike nonetheless. Now one ball and one strike.
Yeah, old faithful moaning, groaning about that one a little bit. Thought it was low.
Shadows kind of covering the diamond a little bit. There's a swing and a miss by Barrow, and she's now down in the count, 1-2. A two-out double by Wilson. She is at second base. Flewelling had a two-run home run this inning, and now just getting a bat on ball here. Trouble. And floats one out into left center. It drops in for a hit, and the run from second scores. And Wilson crossing, it's now 13-6. The Wildcats just slowly chipping away with two outs.
Not over. Great job by Barrow there, just getting enough of it to get it into no man's land between shortstop, left, and center. And
said Barrow was due. She was 0 for 3, and she slaps a single out there. And now first pitch swinging here is Smith. Left side, Dammy, low throw. What a dig. It gets away. It did pop out of the glove. Looked like for a second at first that Buttram had it, but it's going to be a low throw and an error, and the inning continues with runners at the corners.
That was a tough play for Buttram, but I thought she had it. I was with you. I mean, she stretched out, but apparently couldn't squeeze it in the glove, and it kind of skirted underneath the glove there.
We've seen quite a few errors from both teams today.
Probably got the right player they want at the plate the way today's gone so far.
It's Wilcott with two on. Shows bunt. A throw to second. They were playing for the fake and maybe a throw home on a runner there, but Barrow smart, staying put. But Smith now at second base. So a base hit could potentially drive in two. It's a 13-6 Prairie Le Compton lead, but the Wildcats continuing here in the sixth. And Wilcott watching that one across, and the first pitch was also a strike, but she now needs to protect. It's 0-2. Smith at second, Barrow at third. Popped up. Just going to get over the fence and out of play. Three runs have scored here this inning for the Wildcats. They still got work to do, but they are chipping away.
That's their biggest inning so far. First time they've sent eight to the plate in a frame. They've got a little bit of help with the walk and an error in this inning to keep things going.
But an 0-2 count here as Hetherington just trying to limit this damage and keep a good lead for her side. Next pitch is upstairs. One ball and two strikes now on Wilcott, who, again, has had a great day, 3 for 3. She has three singles with an RBI. Now has a multi-RBI chance here with runners at second and third. She hits it left side. Dammy gloves it. They're going to say no. It hit the turf.
Oh.
And now a runner trying to go back to second. Oh. That's going to end the inning.
The home plate umpire said that it wasn't a catch at short. Dammy tried to sell the catch. The home plate umpire had the best view on it and said she did not catch it. But apparently the runner there didn't see or hear the home plate umpire, or had somebody in her ear, because she thought it was caught and was heading back to second, which really didn't matter because there were two outs in the inning.
Right.
So you're either going to run all the way or stay there. There's no need to go back with two outs. And Holton's had a couple errors on the base pass today as well as in the field.
So they say that run will count from third before the out was recorded at second.
Yeah.
So we'll go ahead and keep it right here as we get set to start the seventh inning as the Wildcats have clawed their way back to within six. 13-7, Brandon, Justin, and Logan all with you here. So kind of a bizarre way to end the bottom of the sixth inning, but nonetheless, the Wildcats doing a little bit of damage, scoring four and getting back to within six, but certainly you don't want to let the cause get any on the board here in the top of the seventh.
Yeah, kind of a what-if game now, right? Like, what if the inning was still going and you had a runner at third and you had Caitlin Ingles coming to the bat and maybe Perry was starting to get a little nervous or feel a little bit of pressure, and they still got to get three more outs in this game, and, well, Holton still needs to get three outs and try to keep this one currently at a six-run margin.
So four runs scratched across by the Wildcats in the bottom of the sixth as we start now the seventh and final inning. Cause will send up here first Tristan Buttram, the number three hitter, first baseman. First pitch by Renfro is low for ball one. Go ahead.
I was going to say through six innings, Holton has 7 runs on 11 hits and has stranded 8. Through six innings, Perry has 13 runs on 16 hits. They've stranded 7.
This one is roped inside the line. Third base side, Buttram rounding first. It's going to be a standing leadoff double. The fourth hit of the game for Tristan Buttram. That is their first extra base hit. And a runner quickly into scoring position with nobody out.
Have both teams for 4 errors now in this contest defensively. A couple others on Holton on the bases, but 4 errors defensively for both teams. And now let's see what Taylor Dammey can do.
2 home runs, a double, and a single. She has driven in 5. And she is...
She wanted that, didn't
she? Yeah, it was a good location. It was high. Might have taken a little bit off of it. Was Renfro. It was a good pitch, and Dammey has just, again, had a monster day and just kind of feeling it. She was wanting it. But nonetheless, she stays alive. It was foul. It's 0-1.
Looking down there at her coach at third, Dammey, saying, I know. Don't tell me. She had a finger up over her mouth. I know. Keep it quiet. I chased it.
Next pitch is low. Watching that one and gets away from the catcher, allowing Buttram to get up to third base. Well, it's a 6-run advantage right now for the Cause here in the top of the seventh, and now a really good chance to add to it with a runner at third and nobody out. After Buttram led off the inning with a double and now getting down to third on a wild pitch. This one is hit well. It's towards center. It's right up near the wall, and making the catch is Smith, but it's going to be a sacrifice fly. It was nearly the third home run of the game, but nonetheless, a productive at bat for Taylor Dammey, an RBI with the sac fly. It's now 14-7.
So 6 RBIs and 4-for-4 officially is sac fly. Doesn't count as an official at bat or an out. She's 4-for-4 with 6 driven in. Dammey.
Foul ball out of play here left side. Hetherington steps in, who is singled and scored a run. Just one of the, couple or few Cause who don't have a multi-hit game. She is 1-for-4. Could change that with a base hit here. Count 0-1. 14-7. Curry LeCompton here on the road at Holton, top of the seventh, with 1 out and nobody on. Off speed, good pitch there. To Hetherington from Renfro, and it is now 0-2.
You don't often get a football score in a softball game, but we kind of had a suspicion this one was coming. Knew we were in for some runs and hits certainly here coming into today.
Kind of took both teams a little bit to kind of get going offensively. Slow roller. Hetherington a low throw, but dug out nicely for the out. Wilcott tapping the chest saying, my bad on the throw, but a good dig by Barrow at first to record out number 2.
Yeah, good stretch. Might have even had to come off to get it, but that was heads up because she knew she could come off and get it and still get to the bag before the runner, so wanted to make sure field it cleanly and get out number 2.
Here it is, Mia Allen, 3-for-4, 3 singles. She has scored twice, comes up here with 2 outs and nobody on, swinging at the first pitch, just off the end of the bat, left side. Shortstop Flewelling makes the play for out number 3, but a big kind of insurance run for the Cause here. They get a sac fly from Dammey. It's a 14-7 Cause lead. Wildcats need a big bottom of the seventh. We'll have it right after this here on KNZA.
What they say? Get what you pay for. But honey, you don't have to sacrifice quality to get a good deal on tires. Give Matt and Terry down at Wilson Tire a call. With a popular loyalty program, over 200 brands to choose from, and several forms of financing, they're sure to get you back on the road faster than a tumbleweed in a tornado. So when selection and service matter to you, call Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473. Or check them out on that there internet online at WilsonTireKS.com.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Bottom of the seventh, Wildcats need seven as they trail the cause 14-7. And right now, the leadoff batter and Caitlin Ingalls battling here, and a foul ball right side makes it no balls and two strikes. It'll be Ingalls, Summers, and Renfro. Bottom third of the order for the Wildcats, who had their best inning offensively in the sixth, scoring four, but got down 10 early within the first few innings, and the Caws have led it from the jump. But to the last half inning, Wildcats need a big one, and there is a strikeout. Swing and a miss by Ingalls. Down she goes, and one up and one down. Now Emma Summers will step in.
Is that the first strikeout today?
I believe, looking down the sheet here, it is. Wow. Haven't had many strikeouts by either team today. The first for Hetherington comes in the seventh inning, and now Summers steps in and fouls one straight back into the fence for strike one. A single, a walk, a couple of runs scored for Summers. Wildcats scored one in the third, fourth, and fifth innings, and then four more in the sixth. But again, need seven here to keep this inning alive, or to keep this game alive, I should say. Next pitch was low, one ball and one strike. The Caws trying to move to 3-0 here early on in league play. Wildcats came in with a 1-1 league mark, and there's a hot shot. Dammy, long throw in time. Dammy's had kind of a couple of tough plays, had a couple of errors in the last half inning, but boy, she is about as solid defensively as you can get.
Yeah, got a rocket arm for sure, showcasing it there. And a lot of athleticism there in the middle part of the infield.
Well, now Renfro, it's up to her to keep this one alive. Two outs. They're in the bottom of the seventh. Caws trying to close it out. First pitch swinging, strike one. And the Caws' big inning was the fourth, where they scored seven on five hits, all with two outs. This one is hit right side. It is caught by Stansel at second base, and that will end the ball game as Perry LeCompton is going to win this one by a final score of 14-7, a three-up and three-down seventh as Hetherington goes the distance for the Caws. We'll take a timeout, wrap this one up when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
State Farm, this is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
I do something clumsy in Clutzville? I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send two trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Get to a better state. State Farm.
In Holton, contact Gus Juarez at 364-3890 on Highway 75 in Holton.
Attention, healthcare workers. Is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, ball game is wrapped up and turned into an offensive affair here from Holton. The Wildcats, though, dropping game one of their doubleheader to Perry LeCompton. It's a 14-7 Caws win. Brandon, Justin, and Logan one final time here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Perry LeCompton moving to 4-3 overall, now 3-0 in Big 7 league play. The Wildcats dropped to 3-2 overall, now 1-2 in Big 7 league play. Running through some of the numbers here, and we'll get a little bit more specific momentarily, but overall, Perry again with the win, 14 runs, they had 17 hits, they had 4 errors, they left 7 on base. Wildcats, 7 runs, 10 hits, 4 errors, and they left 8 on base. Perry had 2 in the first, 2 in the third. The big inning was 7 runs on 5 hits, that was all with 2 outs. They would add 2 more in the 6th and 1 more in the seventh. For Holton, they scored their first run in the third inning, and then they scored one in the fourth, one in the fifth. They scored four in the sixth, and they went three up and three down in the bottom of the seventh inning, as, again, the final score, Perry LeCompton 14 and the Holton Wildcats 7. So just kind of a quick thought is just kind of diving through some of the numbers, and we talked kind of before we came on the air about both of these teams, how good they have been offensively, and it's like a little bit kind of for Perry to get going. But again, really the fourth inning, when you look at it, the seven runs on five hits with two outs. And again, the afternoon from Dammy and really down their lineup, it was an impressive win here on the road for the cause. Now 3-0 in league play.
Yeah, Dammy kind of set the tone with that two-run homer in the first inning, because Perry LeCompton never trailed after she hit that two-run shot. And I think that was big, because you talked about it. This Perry team had been dominated by Holton the last several seasons, and for them to come in and take an early lead like that, to send Hetherington to the mound for the first time, having a little cushion to work with, I think maybe relaxed the cause and made him realize, hey, we can play with this team, you know? And they did a great job of just keeping the pedal to the metal. I mean, they weren't satisfied, and it turns out they needed to put some runs together. But they were just consistently from top to bottom in the lineup. We mentioned every single player had at least one hit. I think seven out of the nine players scored at least one run. Six out of the nine players had at least one RBI. So when you get that kind of production, and when you pound out 17 hits, that just puts so much pressure on the opposing pitcher and the defense. And so Perry throughout the game did a great job. You know, you can't fault Holton. I think, you know, they're learning. I mean, they had two stud collegiate-level pitchers the last couple of years who just, you know, wiped the side down. They just retired them. There was hardly any base runners, hardly even, you know, any runs scored against Holton, it seemed like, most of the season. So this team's learning to, you know, to play with more pressure and to have to be better defensively. And I think they're still trying to figure things out with the pitchers, too. You alluded to that fourth inning, and that's tough to put a freshman pitcher in there. You understand what Holton's trying to do. They're trying to just mix in two or three different pitchers each game to give the opponent a few different looks and speeds and some variations to try to keep them off balance a bit. But, you know, throwing a freshman into a varsity game and got the first two outs real quickly, but then things did kind of unravel and led to seven runs in that fourth inning for Perry LeCompton against Bailey Catherine's and the Holton defense. So all in all, I think just a few too many errors, you know, not only four defensive errors, but I think Holton had two or three base running blunders as well. They were picked off first ones. They ran into an out there between second and third later in the game, and also ran into an out at home on an infield ground ball with one out earlier in this game as well. So a lot of little things that I think this whole Wildcat team is still kind of learning. A lot of players that don't really have starting varsity experience. So it's a team that will continue to get better, but certainly got to tip your cap to Perry LeCompton. I thought they jumped out early. They kept the pressure on. Team played with confidence and did what they needed to come in here and steal a big road win today.
Just a couple more minutes here with some stats before we wrap things up. Running through the Perry lineup again, the freshman Caden Hoffman had a nice afternoon, reached base three times, scored three times, had a couple of singles. Taylor Trimble had a walk. She was officially 0-for-4. Tristan Buttram, a big day. She had four hits, including a double and two RBIs and three runs scored. Of course, Taylor Dammy had the big day, the junior shortstop, two home runs. She drove in six. Officially 4-for-4, two home runs, a double, and those six RBIs. Emily Hetherington, of course, great inside the circle, pitched all seven innings for Perry LeCompton. She had a single back in the fourth inning and scored a run. She was 1-for-5 in the game. Mia Allen, another youngin, a sophomore third baseman, had three hits and reached on an error, scored a couple of runs. Autumn Flory, a sophomore designated player, reached twice, won by a single, scored a couple of runs. Kaylee Spreer had one hit, but it was a big one in the fifth, a two RBI double, or I should say that was in the seven-run fourth inning. And then Alexis Stansel also a hit and an RBI for Perry LeCompton. Again, for Holton as well, a couple of home runs. Brooke Flewelling had a two-run shot in the sixth. Lorna Smith had a solo home run in the fourth inning. Natalie Wilcott had three hits. She was 3 out of 4. Emma Summers reached twice, scored twice, had a single. And again, Abby Renfro, and then also Bailey Catherine's, who pitched today. So a couple of pitchers used in the game for the Wildcats, as both teams had two home runs. Dammy hit both for Perry, and then again, Flewelling and Smith, the two home runs for the Wildcats. So, again, they'll play another one here coming up in about 20 minutes or so. So if you're in the area, again, a beautiful night, just a little bit breezy, but temperature-wise, as good as it gets, you're going to be comfortable and regardless of what you're wearing here at the ballpark. Prairie Le Compton now 4-3. They're off to a 3-0 start in league play. They will go, or I should say they'll return home on Thursday, take on Jefferson West, again, after playing one game two here, of course, and the Wildcats dropping to 3-2 overall. They're 1-2 in league play. They'll try to get one back here in a little bit, but up next for them after today, they will be on the road at Royal Valley on Thursday. Just kind of a final thought here. Again, the Wildcats, the defending league champs, but apparently Compton right now atop the standings with an undefeated start.
Well, there's no doubt Big 7 League softball title is up for grabs, and it really hasn't been for several years. I think there's a lot of teams, and I think maybe Perry Le Compton, I mean, if they get the sweep today and are 4-0, I think they're in that conversation. You know, I've heard people talk about Nemaus Central maybe being a favorite. A couple people mentioned Jeff West, but I think there's going to be a lot more parity, obviously, in the Big 7 than there has been in many years in high school softball. So I think it should make for some good games. And you don't really have the dominant pitchers anywhere. So, I mean, we've seen a lot of high-scoring games already this season, just like our first game here today. It's going to come down to you know, defense making plays and ultimately just keeping the pressure on offensively, because I think there'll be a lot of high-scoring games and a lot of pretty good Big 7 League softball with the to-be-determined champion and favorite here this spring.
Now, we'll stay on the softball side and in the Big 7 with our next broadcast on Thursday, as we will be in Seneca. It'll be Nemaha Central playing host to the Blue Jays of Sabetha. So that'll be our next broadcast coming up for you on Thursday afternoon. We'll have coverage just shy of 4:30, as it'll be Blue Jays and Thunder, another important early season doubleheader here in the Big 7. Should be a lot of fun the rest of the way. Still a lot to be determined, but nonetheless, Prairie Le Compton, a big road win here today at Holton. Final numbers one final time again, as it's a 14-7 Prairie Le Compton win. Prairie Le Compton, 14 runs, 17 hits, 4 errors. They left 7 on base. Wildcats, 7 runs, 10 hits, 4 errors. They left 8 on base. For Logan Carpenter in studio, Justin Fluke, I'm Brandon Tam, and thank you so much for tuning in. We'll talk to you Thursday for more Big 7 softball here across the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to exclusive coverage of high school athletics right here on Kansaland Radio.